Todd Furman, maybe you can help me. Hey, Todd, do you think the NCAA tournament committee ever looks at the point spreads after they seed the tournament and they're like, a 12 seed is favored over a 5 seed. Maybe we didn't do this right.
Well, considering that every bracket you print out from the NCAA's official site has in giant letters on the bottom, don't bet on it. The NCAA apparently thinks it's a billion-dollar TV contract because everyone is just a casual college basketball fan throughout the month of March.
What do you think about that matchup, Middle Tennessee and Minnesota?
I think it's a game where you have to be a little bit concerned of your Middle Tennessee because everybody is on the Blue Raiders bandwagon right now, and that's never a recipe for success this time of year. About 75% of the early tickets coming in on Middle Tennessee State, kind of selling the Golden Gophers a bit short. Arguably the best defensive team that Middle has seen all season long. And while I love what the Blue Raiders accomplished during the regular season, I think they're going to have their hands full with Nate Mason and the rest of Little Patino's squad.
Look, Kentucky's going to pound Northern Kentucky, and then they've got the toughest road, I think, out of any team. They've got potentially Wichita State, who a 10 seed kind of blows my mind for them. And then potentially UCLA, potentially North Carolina, and that's just to get to the Final Four.
And when you look at the way this bracket shapes up, I think the one real question I have in the South is the health of Lonzo Ball. He didn't look like himself against Arizona. Now, I don't want to take anything away from the Wildcats in that Pac-12 semifinal game, but Lonzo didn't shoot the ball well, whether he's nursing a thumb injury and they're just keeping it quiet. If he's not at 100%, I think that road gets significantly easier for teams coming out of that bottom half of the draw. But you mentioned Kentucky and a potential showdown against Wichita State in the second round. I think this number will surprise people. I really think that sports books will only make Kentucky about a 3-point favorite on the high end, maybe inflated a touch more. But when you consider Wichita State has been a top 10 team power profile-wise for a lot of professional bettors and bookmakers, going to be fascinating to see how they elect to handle the Shockers if they get through Dayton in round one.
Hard to get to everything in one segment, so if you have a question for Todd specifically, hit him on Twitter, at Todd Furman.
Well, Todd, well, I'm going to start with the prop bets. What are some of the biggest ones? And I want my first one to be asked is, buzzer beaters. How many of those will it be?
Well, you have to be very careful with some of those buzzer beater props because they are out there, but you want to make sure that you're reading the fine print there.
Uh-oh.
Last number I saw from BetOnline was over under 1.5 buzzer beaters. You do have to lay a price if you want to go under because their definition of buzzer beater means it is the final shot of the game. That creates a winner, not even to send it to overtime. So I would encourage people to be careful about that. But, my Lord, when you talk about NCAA tournament props, you have everything and anything. Teams to make the Sweet 16, the likes of Wichita State 2-1, West Virginia lay $1.75 if you're a Virginia fan, +110. Teams to make the Final Four, Elite Eight. I mean, it goes on and on for some of the laundry list that's out there. Vanderbilt, a bit of a long shot, though, for the local audience. To get to the Sweet 16, I've seen prices as high as 4-1 for the conference.
Oh, man, I got them going Sweet 16 in my bracket, man. What do you think about the other SEC teams in the tournament?
I think the number is right with Florida for East Tennessee State. I really like the Gators and how they projected had they not lost their big man earlier in the season. I think Florida would have to be thrilled if they're able to get to the Sweet 16. We look at Arkansas. I think they're going to have their hands full with Seton Hall. I'm not high on the Razorbacks. Haven't been all season long. I like Hall to win that game, despite Arkansas probably having a little bit of a home court advantage, so to speak, playing in Greenville, South Carolina. And when we look at Kentucky, like you guys said, I think it's just a matter of how big a whooping they want to put on Northern Kentucky. That game in the second round, should it be Wichita State, would be rather fascinating. If Kentucky can get through there, the sky really becomes the limit for a Wildcats team who, on their best day, can beat anybody in the country.
Well, betting favorite to win it all, I have North Carolina in mind, but please tell me I got a shot.
You definitely have a shot when you're back in North Carolina. I do think they'll have their hands full in their bracket. Fortunately for them, I don't see a team that can really knock them off until the Elite Eight at the earliest. Now, if you're looking at how these numbers have kind of shifted, North Carolina, actually the heaviest favorite, so to speak, to win their region. They're about even money. If we look at some of the other numbers that are out there to win the West, Gonzaga 3-2, Arizona behind them at 3-1, and then a logjam of Florida State, West Virginia, Notre Dame, and St. Mary's, more long shot category. Midwest, Kansas at 2-1, followed by Louisville and Oregon in that 4-1, 5-1 range. Purdue 6-1, and Michigan and Iowa State at 8.5 and 8-1. And we look at the odds to win the East. A little bit surprised that Villanova is a shade under 2-1. I think Duke playing the best basketball at the right time of year. I really believe the Blue Devils have a pretty favorable road as far as matchups are concerned for them to get to Phoenix in the Final Four.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter.
Todd, it seems like a whole lot of people kind of have the Final Four as the top four seeds. It seems like there's more sentiment towards that this year than in a lot of other years.
It's never a good recipe for success, because when you look at the over-under of number one seeds that odds makers believe will get to the Final Four, BetOnline has a prop for that. Over-under 1.5, if you think there's under 1.5 number one seeds to get there, you actually have to lay a price. So sentiment for the Blue Bloods is great. Odds makers not of the mindset that it's going to be chalk, chalk, chalk. And I think when you look around some of these regions, still some skepticism for Gonzaga despite being odds-on favorite of the teams that they may have to go through. I agree with Blaine, though. I think if I'm going to pencil a number one into the Final Four, I feel most confident in the North Carolina Tar Heels being that team.
I've been asking this of different people who are experts for basketball, in your case, experts for point spreads. How many teams realistically have a chance to win the whole thing? It seems like more this year to me than usual.
We actually had this discussion on a radio show earlier today. If I offered you guys the chance to pick six teams, whatever six teams you like versus the field, you know, which way would you go? And I said I would probably lean towards picking six teams. I think a lot of people always talk about parity. This is going to be the year that a 5 through 10 will get to the Final Four. They may very well get there. We see it every now and again. But when push comes to shove, I think you can kind of identify the handful of teams that will get there. And for me, it's North Carolina and Duke out of the ACC. I kind of throw out Villanova. I'm not nearly as high on Kansas. I would put Arizona in the mix. I think when you look at a team like Louisville, I know they're a bit of a longer shot there. I just think the ACC projects a lot better. And I'd probably consider Kentucky as well as one of those six. Like I said, I think the Wildcats can beat anybody if they're playing their best basketball when it matters most.
How big of a betting handle is there on the old NIT, Todd?
Not a whole heck of a lot, but when you get intel like we were able to get last night for the Cal Bakersfield Cal game, it's always good to be able to grab 11, watch that number close 6 when Cal rules out their top two players, and then the pride of Knoxville, Konzo Martin, resigns effectively today to take the job as head coach at Missouri.
Pride of Knoxville. 7-year contract. What's the over-under on if he sees more than 3 years of it?
I'll hammer everything I have in my 401k under 3 years, whether it's Kwanzaa wanting to leave on his own or them packing his bags for him. This guy can't seem to find a spot that he wants to stay in. I'm not sure what his dream job is, though, because last time I checked, Columbia, Missouri isn't what I'd call my utopia.
So is your Final Four Duke, Arizona, North Carolina, and Louisville, did I gather?
Yep, 3 of the 4. I'm still struggling with the West. I may go contrarian there. I want to try and make a case for Gonzaga. I worry about the strength of schedule that they've dealt with all season. But the one dark horse, I think, in the West, West Virginia, the trickiest team to prepare for on short turnaround. I think if they catch Notre Dame in the round of 32, that could be one of the most fascinating games we'll see of the opening weekend.
Yeah, I currently have them in the Final Four, but I'm sure I will do another bracket before I'm done.
No bracket of integrity for you guys at 3HL. How many you fill out? 50, 100, 150?
No. It's just rough drafts. And then you come up with one.
I gotcha. I wasn't quite sure how long it takes to come up with the masterful work of art that is your final bracket, Mr. Doherty.
What about that Vanderbilt-Northwestern matchup? Vanderbilt by 1.5, is that where I see it?
There's been a little bit of money that has come in on Vanderbilt earlier today to push that number from pick where it opened out to 1.5. Even starting to see some twos out there. I think you're going to see some Northwestern money come through. I really believe that if the Wildcats can at least neutralize Vanderbilt's threat from the perimeter, it'll create some real problems. Total on this game at 130. I'd make a slight case to go under, but I think Northwestern, arguably one of the best stories, their first tournament entrance in school history. I think they keep dancing into the weekend, much to the chagrin of the local fan base.
I got you. Well, if Vanderbilt did win, what would the line be on a Vandy-Gonzaga game, do you think?
That number you're looking at, you know, right in that 9.5-10 range. Okay. There's some odds makers that believe the number could be slightly higher. I actually think whoever comes out of that Northwestern Vanderbilt game can push Gonzaga at least for a half, just because the style of play will be a little bit unfamiliar to what the Bulldogs are used to encountering.
And if Middle Tennessee wins, and let's say they play Butler, what kind of line do you think we would be looking at there?
Depending on how Butler looks against Winthrop, if they go out there, cover, and look dominant, you're looking at Butler, you know, probably a 2.5-3 point favorite. But wow, if Butler wins in a very tight game late, you could be talking about a similar number to what we're seeing with Middle Tennessee State and Minnesota. Interestingly, that way, I think Middle would feel much more comfortable playing a Butler team that wants to probably play in the half court, conducive to the way the Blue Raiders usually try and go out there and perform.
Who's your championship game? Are you looking Duke, Carolina?
No, I refuse to go the Duke Carolina route, so I'm going to say that North Carolina gets knocked off in the semifinals again. You know, since we can do rough drafts, I won't be held to this, so I may as well throw out whatever I want and try and look like a genius. I actually think it's ACC, but I think Louisville, for whatever reason, I can't get the Cardinals out of my head. I think they're going to have a chance to get to the finals and maybe cut down the nets against the fellow ACC.
Awesome. Good stuff, Todd, and we appreciate it for sure.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the opening round.
At Todd Furman on Twitter.